And let's follow up now on al-Qaeda in Iraq, which has been blamed for several recent bombings. That leaves the U.S. military insisting this does not represent an upward trend in overall violence. NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
Rear Admiral Gregory Smith said the recent wave of attacks has to be put into context.
We need to continue to look at historically what has happened over the last year to really put in perspective a 1 week or 2 weeks worth of activity inside Baghdad.
Over the past year, al-Qaeda has lost ground in Iraq as Sunnis have turned on the group they once tolerated or supported. Smith says as many as 90,000 are now members of local Sunni security units cooperating across Iraq with American forces. However, the Shiite-led government has not responded as the U.S. hoped by incorporating these Sunnis into the Iraqi army and police. And al-Qaeda is still strong enough to target tribal leaders who work with the Americans. Today, a female suicide bomber killed another prominent Sunni Arab north of Baghdad. While overall violence is down, the military says by 60%, Admiral Smith cautioned the fight with al-Qaeda isn't over. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.